Welcome to Breaking It Down with D'Anthony, with your host, Devin Anthony. Welcome to the latest edition of Breaking It Down with D'Anthony. NBA free agency, wow. A lot of interesting moves, a lot of smart moves, a lot of not-so-smart moves, but I'll dive into that today. And this is a podcast I've been looking forward to making just because I have so many thoughts on everything that's been happening during NBA free agency. And I said on one of my podcasts before, the NBA truly is a 365-day operation. The media is always talking about it, and it dominates in America as the best league. But more people talk about it than any other league. It used to be NFL, but I haven't really heard that much talk from NFL offseason. It's all just been NBA. Where's Kawhi going? Where's KD going? Where are all these people going to go? Who's getting traded? There's just always stuff to talk about, and Adam Silver's done a great job to bring some life back into this league, a lot of excitement, and he's really done a great job. And just right after the NBA Finals, Anthony Davis gets traded to the Lakers, and people are already talking about who will go join him and LeBron in LA, all these other free agency moves, and it's just been nonstop talk about the NBA, and I think it's great for the league, and the league is really thriving, and they've got the summer league going on right now. So there's always just something to talk about with the NBA, which is why it's such a great league, and I just love watching it, and I'm such a fan. So it's probably the best free agent class the NBA has ever had, just filled with stars, including Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, Jimmy Butler, Klay Thompson, Kawhi Leonard, who's the Finals MVP, Tobias Harris, Brooke Lopez, Kemba Walker, DeMarcus Cousins, Nikola Vucevic, who re-signed with Orlando, big man, who was an all-star last year, Al Horford, was free agent, J.J. Redick, Julius Randle, D'Angelo Russell, DeAndre Jordan, and Isaiah Thomas. And Isaiah Thomas ended up signing with the Wizards. And so if John Wall can stay healthy, him, Bradley Beal, and Isaiah Thomas... I'm not saying the Wizards are a good team, because they're not. They were horrible last year, but I don't know. We'll have to see. So starting off with there were a couple of trades during free agency. First, I'm going to talk about the Nets. What they've done, what the GM has done there is absolutely insane. He's brought Brooklyn Nets. They're shining now. They're a favorite for many to win the title in the next couple of years. And they were somehow able to sign Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving and DeAndre Jordan. All three of those guys they were able to sign. And they did have to get rid of their star player last year, D'Angelo Russell. And he was involved in a sign-and-trade to Golden State, which I don't know how that's going to work out for him, because it'll be him and Curry in the backcourt. And I don't know how well he's going to fit into that system. But I think it's still good. For the Warriors, because it's good for Curry, because it takes some pressure off of him, and D'Angelo Russell definitely knows how to score and drive to the basket and finish, and he's okay defensively, and so it'll be interesting to see how those two pair up, with Klay Thompson going to be out most of the season because he tore his ACL in the NBA Finals. So it'll be interesting to see how the Warriors deal with all of that. The Nets signed both KD and Kyrie along with DeAndre Jordan, and the Knicks just look like clowns. The Knicks were supposed to have the number one draft pick. They're supposed to get Zion. That didn't happen. They got unlucky in the lottery and got the third pick, which they ended up getting RJ Barrett, who I think is going to be really good for them. I think a lot of people are kind of just making fun of the Knicks, like, oh, they're going to be horrible. But I think RJ... if he continues to develop, I think he could really be a star player for them and maybe an all-star in the next couple of years. But the Nets, when what they did in this free agency, it's kind of just making Jim Dolan look like a clown. And that's he's the main guy in the New York Knicks organization. And they just look like clowns, because the Nets absolutely just took over. They took over New York, and now they're the best team in New York by far. And the Knicks, they get Julius Randle, and there are not many happy Knicks fans. I don't I don't even know if there's one happy Knicks fan. I would not want to be a Knicks fan. That'd be horrible. They've just had years and years of mediocrity, and they haven't won a championship since 1973, I think it is. And they were supposed to get, people were photoshopping Kyrie, KD, and Zion all in one photo wearing Knicks jerseys, and none of that happened. And they're supposed to have Kawhi was interested in having a meeting with them, and they turned it down because they thought they were going to get KD and Kyrie, and now they even look like even more of clowns. So it's not a good time to be a Knicks fan right now. I think they're going to be probably the worst team in the league next year, depending on how, because RJ is going to be a rookie, and he hasn't been looking great in summer league. So it'll be interesting to see what the Knicks can do, maybe the next upcoming free agencies, but I don't think they'll be any good for the next two or three years. And the thing is, the lottery is different now, so teams won't tank, so the teams can't just like lose a bunch of games and then guarantee number one pick. That's not how it works anymore in the NBA, lottery, and that's why New Orleans got the number one pick. They shouldn't have, but they did because they've kind of changed it up now to make it more fair. So it's basically sending a message to teams to like play their hardest every night, like don't tank. And so it's going to be even worse for the Knicks because they're going to be the worst team in the NBA, and they're not even going to probably even have the number one draft pick. So back to the Nets though, year one, they obviously won't make it to the finals because no Kevin Durant, who will be out for the whole season due to an Achilles injury that was suffered in the NBA finals against the Raptors. Year two, I think they are a much better team with KD, and there's no doubt. KD's considered one of the best players in the sport, if not the best player. And the thing is, Kyrie can't lead a team without another big star. We saw it in Boston, even though Gordon Hayward was a big star, but he got hurt, and he's been battling injuries and stuff. But if Kyrie couldn't make it past the second round with the Celtics, with such a good team that he had, like, those pieces are much better than the pieces he's going to have next year. There's no way he makes it past the second round with Brooklyn. So I don't think the Nets won't be as good as they will be the year after with KD. But obviously, they'll still make the playoffs. But I don't know. I don't think they make it very far in the playoffs. So in order to do that, they had to get rid of D'Angelo Russell, kind of clear up some cap space, and also to make Kyrie the main point guard. He was involved in the signing trade to Golden State, and due to that, and Andre Iguodala was traded to Memphis, and such a great run he had with the Warriors, and just respect to him for all he did for that team, winning Finals MVP, locking down LeBron in 2015, and supposedly they're going to retire his number, so I think that's a great thing to do by Golden State. So no Klay for Golden State most of the season, so as I was saying, adding another All-Star. Another All-Star is huge, who can shoot and finish at the basket and take some pressure off of Curry, which is good. But I think the problem is everyone's already counting the Warriors out. They're like, no way they make it to the finals. They're just skipping by them. They're like, yeah, it's going to be Lakers-Clippers in the NBA Finals. There's no way Golden State makes it. They're still a good team. They still have three All-Stars, and with Klay, they have four All-Stars. Steph, Draymond, and D'Angelo Russell. When Klay comes back, Klay. So then there's four All-Stars, and they re-signed Kevon Looney, which was huge, who's a good center for them last year, just always leaves it all out on the court. So I think they're still a great team. And here's the thing. They were 73-19, basically with the same team. No Andre Iguodala anymore, but they're still basically the same team. They still have some of those guys. They still have Sean Livingston coming off the bench. They still have, obviously, Steph, Draymond, Klay. They still have so many of these guys who were part of that 73-9 team without Kevin Durant. That's why it was such hated that he signed with the Warriors, because they won 73 games the season before. Like, did they really need him? I mean, yes, it definitely helped. They won two championships with him, and you saw that they were really missing him during the NBA Finals, and they probably would have won it if they had him. But they're still a really good team. I think people are already just throwing them aside already, and I think they're still a very good team, especially adding D'Angelo Russell. We'll see how that ends up, but I think it'll end up better for them than it. I think there'll be more positives to that than negatives. So I still see Golden State making at least the Western Conference Finals, and if not, then the semis in the Western Conference. But yeah, there's all I'm saying is all NBA fans don't count the Warriors out yet. They're still a very good team. And with KD leaving and Klay hurt most of the season, I think Steph Curry could be an MVP contender next year. He won MVP when KD wasn't on his team because he had to take over. He had I think it was a 47-point game or something in the NBA Finals when Klay had to sit that. It was the game three when Klay had to sit that game. They still end up losing, and Curry had almost 50 points. I mean, sorry, Curry almost had 50 points. And so with all the pressure on him, I think he definitely could have an MVP season. Because he's really going to have to step up. So if he can stay healthy, I think he'll win MVP next year. So moving on from that, Jimmy Butler. He's been all over the place. He went from the Bulls to the Timberwolves, didn't like it in Minnesota, requested a trade, got traded to Philadelphia, had a pretty good season with them, or half a season, you could say. They looked promising, but they ended up losing Game 7. When Kawhi hit that shot that bounced on the rim like three times and finally went in. So it was just heartbreaking. They probably should have won that series, but they didn't. And then obviously we saw that the Raptors went on to win the whole thing. So I personally thought it would have been a better move for Jimmy Butler to stay with them, because they would have just been, that was his first season with them. It was only half a season too. So I think it would have been a better move for him to stay with them than leave, but you never know how a player feels, what they want. And I think they would have been a great team, because he would have started like getting used to them, and he didn't have that much time to get used to them. They're just in the playoffs. And him playing alongside Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, he would have started getting used to them. Tobias Harris as well. They could have been a very good team. But Jimmy Butler ends up signing with Miami Heat, which ended up sending Josh Richardson, who played with the Heat last year, to Philly, who's a good player, and Hassan Whiteside, Miami center, who's pretty good. He's decent. He signed with Portland, which I think is a good move for him. Now he's playing with Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum, and I think the Trailblazers could be good too. Yeah, it's an interesting move. Butler would have had a great team, but we'll have to see how he handles Miami. So in return for that, Al Horford, center for Celtics for the last couple of years, he ended up signing with Philly. And Tobias Harris re-signed. So it's Philly's future could look very good. And if for me, I think they could win the Eastern Conference Finals. They're just so big. Really, like, they're just a giant team. I don't think there's a small guy on that team with Ben Simmons, Tobias Harris, Joel Embiid, Al Horford, and Josh Richardson on the floor. That's a pretty tall team, and I think that's going to be a hard team to get by in the Eastern Conference. So they're my favorite to make it to the NBA Finals from the Eastern Conference next year. Kemba Walker. There's sources saying he was going to take less money in Charlotte to for them to afford other players to get a little bit better, but that wasn't true, and he ended up signing with the Boston Celtics, and in return, backup point guard for Boston, Terry Rozier, he went to Charlotte. So kind of like a flop there. It was a move that Kemba made because he just wants to win, and he wants to be on a team that is always in the playoffs and contending for a title, and that's just not what Charlotte has. Michael Jordan has not been a great owner for them, and I think this is a good move for Kemba, and I think that immediately puts Boston back into contention to try to win that Eastern Conference Final next year. So it was definitely the best move possible for him, and he's surrounded by some good pieces with Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Gordon Hayward, and Enes Kanter, who ended up signing with them, which I think was a good choice for him. The Milwaukee Bucks are still a strong team in the East. They played the Raptors in the Eastern Conference Finals, and they got a little bit unlucky at times, and also probably could have won that series, but just didn't end up going their way. And Giannis, he's coming off his first MVP season. He's fueled, and he probably wants another MVP. And Brooke Lopez and Chris Middleton were re-signed. So in my opinion, Milwaukee, Philly, Boston, I think they'll all be very competitive next year. And I think the Eastern Conference is very open. I think the whole league is open of who can make the finals, and it'll be very exciting to see. So But still, I think Philly's my favorite to win the Eastern Conference Finals just because their team hasn't changed that much. I think Kyrie was the center of Boston and just bringing a completely new guy. I mean, Kemba does play kind of similar to him, but first year with Boston, I think I don't know how that's going to play out once they get to the playoffs. And so Philly's my favorite. Back into the Western Conference, the New Orleans Pelicans, they'll be a pretty good team next year. They won't be great, but they'll be pretty good. They'll have Drew Holiday, really good point guard. He's been in the league for years now. Part of that Anthony Davis trade, they get Lonzo, they get Brandon Ingram, they get Josh Hart. All three of those guys, very good defenders that the Lakers are going to miss because the Lakers don't have very many defensive pieces now. They signed J.J. Redick from the Sixers, who's a great shooter, and obviously they have Zion Williamson, who's gonna, if he could stay healthy, he'll be great. And they get Jackson Hayes, who they got in the draft as well, from Texas, and he's probably one of the most underrated players in the draft, so he could be really good for them as at big man as well. So I'm not saying the Pelicans, they might be a playoff team. I have no idea what's gonna happen in the NBA. This is probably going to be the most exciting season probably in NBA history, just because nobody has any idea who's gonna win. So yeah, it'll be interesting to see. There's a lot of teams. I saw this thing on Twitter the other day that was pretty cool. There's a lot of teams. It was just like a long list of two all-stars on a lot of teams. So this one guy said the NBA is going to be great for the next few years. So LeBron and Anthony Davis on the team, Kawhi Leonard and Paul George on the team. I'm talking about that in a little bit. Kevin Durant and Kyrie on Brooklyn. Steph Curry and Klay Thompson in Golden State. Harden, CP3 still with Houston. I think they'll be a good team next year in the Western Conference as well. Simmons and Embiid, Lillard and McCollum in Portland. Conley and Donovan Mitchell. Mike Conley ended up going to Utah. So Utah's going to be good. They got Bogdanovich from the Pacers too, who's the best player on their team last year when Oladipo went down. And so Utah made some good moves. Getting Conley was great for them, a good point guard. And then obviously Donovan Mitchell, who's been a great player for them as well. And you have DeMar DeRozan, LaMarcus Aldridge in San Antonio. You got Kemba Walker and Jason Tatum in Boston. You got Giannis and Chris Middleton in Milwaukee, who were both All-Stars last year. You got obviously John Wall and Bradley Beal in Washington. You have Blake Griffin and Drummond in Detroit. You have Jokic and Murray in Denver. And I think Denver's going to be a very good team in the Western Conference as well. And then you have Doncic and Porzingis in Dallas. So it's very open next year in the NBA, and there's so many good two-star. There's so many good teams with two stars, and I think it'll be very interesting to see because there's not a super team next year in the NBA. There's not a super team with KD leaving the Warriors, and so I think this is probably the most balanced the league has ever had. So Kawhi Leonard, he had everyone waiting as he did not make his decision until 6 days after free agency began. And people were getting really impatient. They're really eager about what his decision was going to be, especially Lakers fans who had, and Anthony Davis had waived off his trade kicker, which is $4 million, just to clear up cap space for the Lakers to try to get Kawhi. Because it was clear that Kawhi would be either going to the Lakers, the Clippers, or staying in Toronto. So there are reports saying he's definitely staying in Toronto. Others saying he would be joining LeBron and Anthony Davis in L.A. And people were just very eager for him to make a decision and very impatient. So on the night of July 5th, the whole NBA world was shocked, including me. I couldn't believe this. It had been announced that Paul George had been traded to the Clippers. I could not believe this. The Thunder, no one's really been talking about in free agency because they haven't made any moves to try to sign anybody. With signing Paul George and Russell Westbrook to both max contracts in the last couple of years. So Paul George was traded to the Clippers for Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Danilo Gallinari and five future draft picks. And so the reason the Clippers did that is so that Kawhi would sign a max contract with them. So Kawhi had made it clear, reports said that Kawhi had made it clear to the Clippers that if they got Paul George, then he would come. That was the only deal. If the Clippers were somehow able to get Paul George, Kawhi would come. And that's what Jerry West and and the owner Steve Ballmer did, and they did what they needed to do. They got business done, and now they're one of the best franchises in the league. So, great job by Jerry West and the Clippers front office to pull this off. And what's even better is they still kept Sixth Man of the Year, Lou Williams, great player. They re-signed starting point guard Patrick Beverley, and they still have Montrezl Harrell, who's a really good player from them last year, and Ivica Zubac, who they got from a trade with the Lakers, who I think is like 21, 22, young center who has a lot of time to develop and could be really good for them. So the Clippers, they were ready a playoff team. I think they got the 7 or 8 seed last year. They did end up losing to the Warriors in the first round, but they took the Warriors to 6 games, which just impressed a lot of people. So the Clippers are ready a playoff team with all these guys, and now they had Paul George and a 2-time NBA Finals MVP in Kawhi. Like, what a great job by the Clippers front office to pull this off. And I think it makes the Clippers one of the best teams in the league. So it was Kawhi never wanted to be in Toronto. He requested a trade last year, and he wanted to be in LA, but he was traded to Toronto instead. And he did what he needed to do. He had an unforgettable postseason, led the Raptors to their first title in franchise history, which many Toronto fans will be grateful for many years. But now he gets to go to his hometown and potentially lead another team to their first NBA final. And just the class dude. I respect him for not going to the Lakers. Even though I am a Lakers fan, that would have been great. I respect him for not going to the Lakers. I'm not trying to start a dynasty or a super team, but just bring balance to the league. And I really respect him for that. So if he would have went to the Lakers, he probably would have got tons of backlash for the move. Because there would have been a super team, and he probably would have, it's even worse, he probably would have been third option a lot of times behind LeBron Anthony Davis, and I just don't think that's what he wanted. So going to the Clippers allows him to be in LA and be the main guy with Paul George supporting him. So this, in my opinion, is the best move a free agent made this summer. Best move a free agent made this summer. Over KD going to the Nets, KD and Kyrie going to the Nets, Kemba going to the Celtics. I think this is the best move anybody made. I think it makes the most sense. And it makes the Clippers immediate contenders probably to make the final. So what about the Raptors and Lakers? The Raptors basically had the same team they did last year, minus Kawhi and Danny Green, who ended up signing a 2-year deal with the Lakers. So last year they did trade their franchise player, DeMar DeRozan, which a lot of Toronto fans were kind of mad about, but now they're not because it worked out for them. And now the city has a title. So basically that trade turned into a championship for them. So you got to be somewhat satisfied by it. But now Kawhi's already gone. You already lost him. And even though how well he's playing in the postseason, people were thinking, yeah, he's definitely going to stay in Toronto. They're so good. They could win so many more championships. But he left because he wants to be home. And I think it's a great move for him. So in the long run, trading DeRozan was going to hurt them. They kind of knew that Kawhi, there was a good chance of him leaving the year after. Nobody thought they were going to win a title, and they proved everyone wrong. They didn't think that was going to happen. So that obviously increased their chances of keeping him, but that was just his decision to move on and just go home. So if they kept DeRozan, they might have had a year where they could have got lucky and won a title, but they already won their title, and the thing is, they probably won't win again for a very long time. I don't know who they're going to get, but I don't think they're going to win for another title for a very long time. I don't think the Raptors make it past the second round this year in the postseason. They're still a good team, but with no Kawhi, they still have Pascal Siakam, who had a great postseason. They still have Fred VanVleet. They still have Serge Ibaka, Marc Gasol, Kyle Lowry, obviously. But with no Kawhi, I don't see how they can beat Boston, Philly, Brooklyn, or Milwaukee in the playoffs. So, Los Angeles Lakers. My favorite team. A lot of people had me excited. They're like, yeah, Kawhi's going to sign with the Lakers. It's not what happened. I never really thought it was going to happen. There were so many Lakers fans who were so confident that it was going to happen. I never really was really that sold about it. I thought it would have been a much better move for him to stay in Toronto or go to the Clippers. And that's what he ended up doing at the end of the day by signing with the Clippers. So the thing that kind of sucks for the Lakers, they had to wait. You can't pass up on a player as good as Kawhi Leonard And so you had to wait, you had to clear space, cap space for him. And they ended up clearing $32 million in cap space for him. And as I was saying earlier, the Anthony Davis, he didn't take his, $4 million as part of the trade, which helped the Lakers in cap space. And so they could sign Kawhi, but so as a Lakers fan, you're probably disappointed, that they didn't get him, but they still have two of the top five players in the league in Anthony Davis and LeBron. Like it makes me mad how just like ungrateful some of these Lakers fans are. Like, how unloyal they are. And some of these Lakers fans are just LeBron fans. They don't really care that much. And I've been a Lakers fan all my life, and it just sucks to see how ungrateful and how, like, negative some of these Lakers fans are. They still have two of the top five players in the league. That's insane. Anthony Davis and LeBron James are going to be on the same team next year. I don't think that's really sinking in for a lot of people. It's still trying to sink in for me, obviously, but that's just an amazing thing that two such great stars could be playing alongside each other next year. And it's going to be really fun to watch. It was a little bit disappointing as a fan to see that we passed on free agents like D'Angelo Russell and Jimmy Butler to wait for Kawhi. I think D'Angelo Russell would have been a great signing for us, but we couldn't do that if we wanted to wait for Kawhi. And then, I mean, then we didn't even get him, but I think we still have a great team. We signed Danny Green, who's a shooter that LeBron and the Lakers need, and they also signed a good guard in Quinn Cook from Golden State, who's also a good shooter. Signed DeMarcus Cousins, which is huge. They signed him on a 1-year deal. He's another All Star at the end of the day, and him and Anthony Davis played well together in New Orleans, and they also re-signed Rondo on a 2-year deal, and he had a good season for the Lakers last year, so that's huge for them as well. And then JaVale McGee and KCP re-signed with them as well, and they still have Kuzma, who's I think is gonna have a great season. He might come off the bench, but I think he's still gonna have a great season. So my starting lineup for the Lakers kind of looks like this. I think you have Rondo, Danny Green, LeBron, Anthony Davis, and Cousins, with Kuzma getting a lot of minutes off the bench, kind of as the sixth man. And it was recently reported that LeBron's going to be playing point guard a lot, and I think that's great for them. Kind of takes on the role that Magic Johnson had with the Lakers. And so it's more focused on getting Anthony Davis the ball and Danny Green the ball in the corner to shoot, and getting DeMarcus Cousins the ball in the post. The problem with DeMarcus Cousins is I don't know about his health. He's been hurt for so many seasons, these past couple seasons. He hasn't been playing that many games. I don't think he's ever played more than 60 games in a season the last two or three seasons. He was hurt for most of the postseason last year with the Warriors. He played okay in the finals. He played better than I thought he was. So that's good to see for us. But it'll be interesting to see how he fits in with this team as well, and hopefully it works out well for us. I think it will. So Kuzma coming off the bench could be huge. Him still trying to develop. He's a good shooter, and so I think as a Lakers fan, you have to be pretty grateful. You got to be pretty happy with the team we have. And no Kawhi, I know that, but we still have a great team at the end of the day. And they also get Avery Bradley on a 2-year deal. And he's also a great defender. So this is a very promising team, and I'm not trying to be biased or anything, but I think the Lakers will make the Western Conference Finals next year. I think we can see either a Lakers-Warriors, depending on how it all shapes up. I think we can end up seeing a Lakers-Warriors Western Conference Final, or Lakers-Clippers Western Conference Final. I think that's the most likely. But who knows who's going to get injured? Who knows what's going to happen? Who knows if there's going to be any trades during the season? We just never know with the NBA. There's so many surprises and things that can just kind of catch you off guard as a fan that you didn't expect, but it happened anyways. Like, the Toronto Raptors won the NBA Finals. Nobody thought that was going to happen. And I think it was a great thing for the league to happen, because it kind of just brings some balance to the league, and then KD ends up signing with the Nets. So I think it might be one of the best seasons in the NBA, and I'm really looking forward to watching it, because there's just so many teams. It's so open this year. I don't think it's ever been this open. Like, so in the past, probably in the past decade, people kind of knew who was going to win. People had their favorites, they kind of knew who's going to win. And so this year, nobody has any idea who's going to win. It could be Utah in the West Conference winning, going out of the West Conference. It could be Denver. Portland has a good team. Even the Pelicans are decent this year. Obviously, you have the Lakers and Clippers, who are the favorites in the Western Conference. You have the Warriors. You have the Mavericks, who are pretty decent. On the other side, you have the Nets, the Bucks, the Sixers, the Heat, who have Jimmy Butler now. You have so many great teams with two stars, and it'll be really interesting to see who ends up on top this year. So I'm really looking forward to it, and I think it's great for what happened this free agency. I think it's great for the league. Just to wrap it up today, I just want to say congratulations to the U.S. Women's soccer team for winning the World Cup. I watched all the games. They played great. It was really fun. It was really fun to watch, and they've won two in a row now, and they're now four-time champions. So that was great to see, and I'm just really happy for them. And as a U.S. soccer fan, that was great to see how they were able to pull it off. So that's all I have for today. Thank you guys for tuning in, and I'll see you soon.